Elections not this Saturday, it's the one after. Craig Garland is running as an independent for the seat of Braddon. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Up and about again, putting more signs up.
Yeah.
Handing out flyers. Yeah, pretty busy.
Yeah, you've got to put the hard slug in to get noticed. And I have seen a few of your posters up and all of that. So well done. I know that's just part of the job, isn't it? You got to get recognised first. And this is not your first crack at politics, is it?
No, it's my fifth, actually.
Yeah.
So, in 4 years, I think it is. The first one was 2018, the state election. Then I did the by-election a few months later. Then I did a Senate. Then I did another state. And now I'm doing the House of Reps.
All right. So obviously you're very passionate about what goes on, particularly in our part of Tasmania. Let's get to a few issues. I've got some points off your website and Facebook page here. So we'll start. Now, you're a fisherman, right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Now, are you full-time or part-time fisherman?
What I do, we're seasonal here. I'm full-time when the weather's permitting and the seasonality and availability of fish. I fish for a range of species, not just one in particular. So it varies from one year to the next, and I've never had one year the same as the last in my lifetime of fishing. So what we've got going on right now out in our waterways is just unbelievable. You know, the production, the bait fish, the tuna that are hanging around, the King George Whiting, the kingfish, the snapper, it's on steroids at the moment. and what has caused that is all we've done is taking out all that pollution that we're throwing in with AWM, dioxide, the acid plant, and giving a few years, and our fisheries are just going gangbusters. It's something we should work with, and there's a lot of opportunities there. Hardly any fresh product is coming out of our waters into the local communities here, and that's my focus, to get funding to manage that fishery properly going into the future.
Right, and also helping that fishery is the lack of huge international boats fishing Bass Strait as well.
Yes, well, you look at the shark fishery; they're reduced right down. Now, I think there's five or six shark fishermen that have gone from around this end of the Bass Strait area, and between them, they were catching 200 ton of gummy. You know, so they're gone. So that's why we've got more gummy in the water here. With the cuttlefish have been breeding up. A scientist got a hold of me recently. There's been a spike in the albatross diet of cuttlefish, and that's because between Wynyard and Somerset, they've been building up over the last 10 or 15 years to the point now where it's one of the main food sources for these shy albatross, and you'll see them off Wynyard, Somerset every July, August, September, feeding on the dead and dying cuttlefish floating around.
Well, let's stay on fish and move to salmon farms. This is one of the points from your website. Keep our waters free from toxic salmon farms. So does that mean you support salmon farms, you just want it done better, or you don't support them?
No, I'm in the middle with all this. It's a place of extremes, the political landscape now. We just want things done right. Now, when you've killed Macquarie Harbour, then you've marched onto the Don Tricasso Channel and you've killed that area as well. And then you're boldly coming into the northwest to do salmon farm trials out here. And everybody knows the pens will not survive here. We'll be dealing with that plastic after they get smashed up. And why not put that $75 million into our emerging fisheries, buying out the too many scalefish licenses in this state, and taking all the science into our classrooms with our kids and developing a policy going forward so that they can leave high school and step into the fishing industry. There is no entry-level fishery for our kids. We have an old demographic right across our fishery sectors. So now we have to have that discussion. And if I get elected, the biggest thing I'll be doing is forming a Braddon-based advisory body or group so all the fishermen in the Braddon electorate can get together and have input into the decisions. And basically, if you look at all our problems in society now, all the decision has been taken away from the community. They've been left on their own. We find out about salmon farm expansion on the evening news. Not one fisherman in the state in that discussion. You know, and then we watched JBS Swift here a few days ago and how corrupt that is. It's just gobsmacking. The people of Braddon have to stand up and make a decision and say enough is enough. You know, we want management of the areas that we own and belong to. We're having camping grounds shut off. It's just been a succession of I feel like I've been under attack for the last 10 or 15 years. You know, with wind farms where they want to go onto Robbins Island, the most significant Aboriginal site on the coast. That's where the 8 or 10 tribes met. You know, there's no benefit in that project for us Tasmanians. We take all the risks. All the benefits flow north. And then you have a West Coast Renewables project, which has been stalled by this Liberal government, which will offer 2,000 jobs to this northwest area. I mean, you know, it's just gobsmacking. As corruption, I can guarantee you behind every bad decision and every thing that affects us in the community, there's been money changing hands. And we've had enough. We just want to manage what rightfully belongs to us. And we want a decent future for our kids. And right now, this is a line in the sand moment. And I believe the people of Braddon can send a loud message to the rest of Australia to send these two major parties packing, because every problem we've got right now is as a result of them. And I watched the debate the other night with the Prime Minister and Albanese. It was like they were running for a presidential post. You know, we're a democracy. You know, and these major parties have hijacked it, and now it's up to us to take it back. So I'm giving people a good, honest candidate that will take it up to them, because they need to be sent a loud message. So, hopefully Braddon can do that.
Right, you mentioned you don't support the Robbins Island wind farm. Let's talk about energy. Now, you mentioned on your website, keep Tasmanian energy in Tasmania and use it here. So you're against exporting it across Bass Strait. Is that right?
I'm not against exporting it, but it's got to be done right and in the right places. We're 95% renewable here.
Yep.
You know, we're sitting in the box seat. We do not have to rush into anything. We have to look at what's best for us. And just incidentally, that West Coast Renewable Project would underwrite Marinus on its own. We don't have to have all these others impacting our significant areas. And don't forget, Robbins Island, 20,000 migratory shorebirds, endangered, threatened, at risk. That's the largest migratory shorebird habitat in this state by double. It's got double the birds than the other 9 or 10 places that are protected. And if the journalists want to do a bit of research, that project down there, there was a community against Ramsar formed, led by the local council, put the fear of God into everyone when this Ramsar was listed up in 2001. And the millions of dollars that the community has lost now, Ramsar listed sites around Australia, there's whole boutique industries involved with those. We've lost millions in funding to rehabilitate the waterways that lead into the Robbins Passage area. And it's a major fish nursery production area. They want to bulldoze it, blast it, put a causeway across for no benefit for us Tasmanians, while a good project is stalled and stymied that offers all the best alternative. You know, 2,000 construction jobs with West Coast Renewables projects, Australian superannuation funds backing it, using Rees Dam and existing infrastructure, not having to cut through our forest and through farmland and tourism areas. You know, this government needs to be sat on its arse and told that it's not good enough, and us in the community are sick of watching what we hold dear destroyed or being locked out of. So, you know, energy, we're in the box seat. You know, imagine if we got the West Coast Renewables Project up. Imagine what we could do with our storages then. We wouldn't have to run that water out. The trout fishery that was world famous, that we're world renowned for, and what they're doing to those rivers and waterways with salmon farm hatcheries and everything else, it's directly at odds with what Tasmania is and what we're about. We've got to wake up. It's just very simple now. And there's some good minor party and independent candidates. Major parties have got to be put last, because that's where they've put us for the last 20 years.
What's your stance on the MMG tailings dam in the Tarquine area? That's in your backyard there?
I was just thinking, you know, place of extremes once again. You know, you've got Gondwana forest there, right? It's absolutely as rare as hen's teeth in today's world. We're about to enter a mining boom. I was watching the rare minerals and what have you. We have to do things right, and it seems to be it's one way or the highway. They play the fear card, oh, we won't have any jobs, we'll lock it all down. But there are always alternatives and solutions to every problem. This radical approach of lock it all up or knock it all down is no longer relevant. You know, Tasmania, we've been endowed with a lot of natural resources. The large biomass extraction is at the end. What we have to be now is super smart. We have to protect what makes us different, and we have to make sure people are employed and have somewhere to go and earn a few bob, because the cost of living, you know, it's. I'll just come back from King Island. It's unbelievable what they have to pay for their produce and freight and everything that's going on there. And once again, there was a bad decision there. There was a good alternative offered for that shipping. They ignored it. And here we are with a failed service with $14 million spent. You know, it's just one stuff up after another. I know if I get in there, I'll be dealing with a lot of stuff ups that need addressing. But the biggest thing that I know is the network of people in this state, the skills, the intellectual property that is out there that can sort all these problems out. And basically, if you hand it back to the community, they'll do all the work for you. Basically, I see my role as a minister is no more than funding. And if there's a problem, they come to me, and then you just put them in the right direction. You know, we've got the skill set. We've got the people to sort out the mess that we're in. It's just bringing them back in. We've been pushed out. So,
all right, let's change tack. A free TAFE system. Yeah? Tell us about that. How would you do that?
Well, that's what we had originally, and until they stopped.
Well, we had free universities a long time ago as well, but, you know.
That's right. We have to make education a priority, and we have to have a good look at what we're educating our children in. It's no good educating them and turning them out where there's no jobs or no future. You know, our future is a natural environment here. You can start right now in our high schools, you know. All the science I've done in conjunction with working with scientists collecting fish samples, that can be taught in school, you know. I'm just using the fishing industry as an example because it can be taken to forestry, farming, any field. We have to put all our focus into educating our youth and providing pathways for them going forward. You know, there's no entry-level fishery for kids. And with what's happened with one of my fisheries here just recently, calamari, you know, we've got people with other jobs, school teachers, builders and everyone else coming in to supplement their income into my fishery. And you've got kids fighting on the street corner because they've got nothing to do. They've got no income. You know, I just want to see them given an opportunity. My body's failing me as far as fishing's going. I ache more now than I should. So, you know, I just want to step back and try and help. You know, when I grew up as a kid, all I wanted to do was go fishing. I picked up a National Geographic one day, and there was some kid in Southern California that was catching sea bass by a hand line. I thought, wouldn't that be a great way to... And that's all I've wanted to do all the way through my life is go fishing. But right now, my single biggest priority is making sure some of those kids get to know what it's like to go out on the water, come back with a good catch, with a heap of money in their hands, and maybe go and have a beer with their mates or you know, do whatever.
All right, well, just when you say that you support a free TAFE system, so are you? Is that a general blanket approach with every course available, or is it just for industries that support for courses that support primary industries like fishing, farming?
Well, what I do, I already attended a meeting here just recently. The group of business, Advance West Northwest, it's local businesses working collaboratively to produce or make or source whatever we need here. So an in-house, in-shop group of businesses. And they were talking about the problem with, young and access into various fields. So you sit down with your business people, you look here, you sit down with the government, and you structure a pathway and courses that reflect the needs that are in this area. I was talking to a grader driver the other day, 67 years old. He'd rather be home retired, but there's no one coming through that has his skills and knowledge. And we need to be training them up. We need the pre-vocational. Back in my high school days, if anyone showed a bit of aptitude, one fella, Curtis Smith, he showed a bit of aptitude and he left in grade 9. He was a qualified carpenter by the time he was 17, 18. Then he was a qualified mechanic by the time he was 22. And now he runs a cray boat where you've got to be jack of all trades. So you recognise people that or kids that show a bit of skill set or develop a bit quicker, and you move them into where they need to be. And that provides more time in the teaching area for those that need more time from the teacher. So it's just being smart and using a common sense approach. And if you bring the industries in and the businesses, like in Advance West Northwest, you can sort out whatever you need and train the people up, get hold of them early, and and give them something to look forward to.
All right, Craig, we're out of time. Got to go to the news. Thanks for having a yarn.
No, thank you for the time.